This is Apollo Control. Circuit noise building up as the spacecraft rotates around toward breaking lock with the Omni antenna. We'll continue to monitor for resumption of conversation.
Hello, Houston, this is 10.
Howdy, 10, reading you loud and clear now.
Yeah, that, let me get that, that antenna set up for you, and then I'll put it in REAC, because it doesn't want to pick it up and lock on you in REAC. Let me know when you want to make that switch over to high gain, and I'll set it up for you and then put it in REAC, and then we'll let it run. Otherwise, I don't think it's going to lock on for us. And I've got some rad readings for you if you'd like them.
Okay, let's go with the rad readings.
Okay, 26046, 05046, and 15047. Papa report from yesterday is. Papa report from yesterday, the commander and the CMP both have one moment.
Roger, we copy. And, attend Houston, you can select high gain now.
Okay, thank you.
Apollo 10, Houston, how do you read now?
Okay, Jack, I'll give it to you now. It's in REAC at plus 30 and 270.
Okay, good. Okay, 10, the high gain antenna then, you can leave her hands off and we'll take her from here. Orp.
It's all yours. I didn't mean to hit command reset, but I thought since there was nothing critical, I'd play with it for a while and get it set up, because the first time around, it didn't want to acquire. It was banging all over the place when we're trying to come back around, so I thought I'd get you a good lock on. So we're at REAC narrow, plus 30, 270, and you've got them.
Okay, Gino, we weren't quite in the high gain in attitude there, and we weren't able to get our command in.
Okie doke. Jack, what do you think about putting fuel cell 1 on and get on with that redundant component check and start the battery charge and what have you?
Okay, Gene, let's crank up fuel cell 1, put it on both buses, and give it a chance to warm up, and in about 1 hour we'll go with the redundant component check over.
Okay, is it okay then to go ahead and put, start charging battery B at this time after I get it on?
Affirmative, Gino, you can start your battery recharge.
Thank you.
Okay. And when you're ready to copy, I've got consumables and flight plan over.
Okay, Jack, go ahead on the consumables, over.
Okay, on the consumables, Tom, at 162 hours, we had total RCS 55%, A 44, 60, 56, 58, H2 and O2 is 24.7, and 315. Your RCS is 18% above the flight plan.
Okay, I've got all those. Thank you.
And Apollo 10, we've got you out there about 130,000 miles at about 5,700 feet per second, and we've got a nominal entry angle of minus 6.52.
Roger, you mean that last maneuver we made with using the GNN and the water put us in the quarter there, over?
Roger.
Fantastic.
Roger,
and from that I take it we don't, pardon me, but what I take from that is we don't make any more mid-courses, over?
Yeah. Okay, 10, the numbers that I gave you were with a mid-course. We'd be at minus 6.52, so we're going to do mid-course 6. Over.
All right, Roger, understand. Mid-course 6. Thank you.
And in our present status, without a mid-course, we'd be up around 6.95, so
55.
We're right in there anyway, pretty close, but we ought to sweeten it up a little.
Roger, we agree, over.